So coffee really is a fascinating subject. Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, I had the challenge yesterday to roast a bean for the very first time. I've never roasted before. I have tasted before. I have had roasted by somebody else before. At the same time, my timer is going off. This is not about coffee. This is actually some soda bread that is also baking in the oven as we speak and as I speak. And as I'm also, let me just see if that's ready yet or not. Oh, my God. I think I've got to put you on pause. No, actually, is that ready? Just poking through the soda bread in the oven. It's been in there for 35 minutes. Such a simple recipe, soda bread. I think it's about ready, so I've got to take it out. Take it out, I think. I didn't look at the timer before I started my recording. But hey, that's just the way it goes. I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to turn it over so that the bottom also gets nicely roasted. Baked. Yes. Difference between baking and roasting. That's a topic in itself. Okay, I'm going to give that another 2 minutes on the other side. So, oven is at 180. But actually, I'm digressing because we're talking about coffee here. We're talking about cupping. Because, as I started to say, this is the first time yesterday, 24 hours ago, that I roasted for the very first time a monsoon Malabar Indian coffee. So that's a process that's kind of a bit special. I think, if my memory serves me right, it was discovered by accident because the boats from India until they reached the other shores were stuck in the monsoon and those green beans got weathered a bit. So even the green bean looks totally different to another green bean that we're more familiar with, that kind of this olive color of a green bean of any other continent and any other process, more to the point. But the Indian monsoon Malabar is... it's got a very smooth surface. In color, it's kind of more yellowish than olive green. The beans are actually quite big, and so they're not very dense. They're quite moist because they've been in the monsoons. So that's, I think, why they're also a bit bigger. And nowadays, of course, this is artificially done, the monsoon Malabar processes is kind of artificially, those green beans are artificially kind of put through the same, the same weather conditions than a monsoon. Very interesting. Now, to roast, and I don't have a moisture meter, I just thought, you know, I shouldn't give it too much heat as I'm dropping it in. And the roast was really nice and smooth, but at the end, coming into first crack, they just really absorb a lot of heat. And then, because I didn't want to take it too far, I just went 2 minutes after first crack that I actually dropped the beans, and they look amazing. Now I'm going to really take out the bread. I think that's what I need. Okay, bread is out. Now I've got to put you on pause because I need to explain this better. So yes, where was I? Between bread and caught in a monsoon, I think. So the bread's out of the oven, looks a picture. The soda breath, spelt flour, delicious. But let's get back to the monsoon Malabar. So this is a process now that has a lot of moisture in it. It's not a very dense bean. You've got to kind of take it very carefully in the roast, which I did. And now here I've got in front of me that very monsoon Malabar coffee and a Brazilian pulp natural, just to have a comparison. And one thing is for sure, that weathering of the bean just takes away, I would say, almost all the acidity in a coffee. So people who don't like much acidity in coffee would probably like that kind of coffee, the Monsoon Malabar. Just to give you an immediate reaction, I've slurped before I started, I'll slurp again, so excuse my slurping. So this is the Monsoon Malabar. It is... It's a very one dimension. The mouthfeel is nice. There's some heaviness on the mouthfeel. Use this coffee a lot for espresso. And I also know that Turkish coffee, they use that coffee a lot for the way they brew coffee in Turkey. So I know that it's a favorite amongst Turkish people. It's got a kind of bite to it, but kind of, although this bean by no way is it burnt or anything, but it's got more of kind of a dark note, a very earthy note, as opposed to a coffee which is maybe a washed coffee, a Kenyan coffee, a brighter coffee that's kind of lighter on the mouth, lighter on everything, a journey, an acidity. Now, we're not talking sourness, we're talking acidity, we're talking fruitiness, because every coffee, of course, has inherently acidity. But the Monsoon Malabar, that acidity, if it has it at source in India, if it has it, I don't know if it really has it or not. I mean, I'm not a great fan of Indian coffees, I will say that. I mean, of course, there are some, the Mysore, which is very nice. I mean, you know, you just have to try all these coffees to really know where your palate sits and what you like. But the important thing is to be able to distinguish these things. And this is what fascinates coffee mumbo jumbo. So back to that one. So it's rather flat on the palate. There is no journey. There is no balance. There's just like one thing. And I think it takes away a little bit of a pleasure, especially if you were to drink, even a filter coffee. I mean, to have a bit of a journey for the palate is really what I, in particular, am really after. And this doesn't give me this. I think with milk, it's probably good. I'm going to try it on the espresso machine once it's degassed a bit more, let it sit a bit more. As I said, I've only roasted it yesterday. But the immediate straight comparison, and I'm just dunking my cupping spoon into some clean water so not to contaminate the cupping bowls. I'm not going to go in for the Brazilian Pulp Natural Fazenda Paseo. And that is, I mean, that is just so, so different. Bit lighter on the mouth, for one. There is a balance, there is an acidity, not overly acidic either, but definitely more acidity in there than the Monsoon Malabar. And it's funny because even when I ground the coffee, they smelled so totally different. There was more sweetness in the Brazilian, there was more going on in the Brazilian. And then when I actually poured the hot water over the grounds in the cupping bowl, funnily enough, the Monsoon Malabar kind of just rose. There's more of the grinds that rose to the top. It was kind of light, and there was a lot of foam happening, a lot of degassing happening, whereas the Brazilian was more kind of this familiar look. Of course, grinds are also moving to the surface, which create the crust, but it was also a different color, and it's not because the color of roast is different. It was just different. So to the eye and engaging all the senses and all the stages of cupping is just so, so interesting. I'm gonna take another slurp of this Brazilian. And yes, I mean, it's just more delightful. There is just more, there's an acidity, there's a bit of a balance. It's not one-dimensional. There's just more going on, which is really interesting. So this is not to knock any of them or praise any of them, just to really be so mindful of the difference in coffees. And that is so interesting. So it would be really also interesting to see where this one kind of shines, if you want, the Monsoon Malabar. Where is it best at? As an espresso needs, I would say for my palate, probably not. But maybe with a bit of milk, adding a bit of sweetness to it, adding a bit of interest to it, maybe even with more milk. Like I usually have a piccolo, so it's just a tiny bit of milk. Or you could have maybe a flat white or even a latte. But interesting to see. I know that the Brazilian Fazenda Paseo I've just had before, I roasted, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and that worked beautifully as an espresso just need, worked beautifully with some milk, and so I know that this one's going to be a good one. But yesterday, you know, you can't just roast one sample, roast one bean, you've got to do more than one, and that's what I did, and also then for when you're cupping, so you've got something to compare with. And that makes it very interesting. Also, now that it's cooled down quite a bit, you know, if there is more going on, it'll shine more as the coffee cools down in the cupping bowl. With the Monsoon Malabar, this is not happening. With the Brazilian, yes, it is happening more because there is more in it anyway. So that's another experience here live at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. For me, was great. So a lovely challenge to do, to roast something for the first time. No doubt I will do it again and maybe even perfect that roasting. If I say perfect, it doesn't need perfection. Well, there's always scope. There's always scope for improvement. But just maybe have another go at it and see what that's going to yield.